You can contact the programme on our website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/homeplanet. You can also email home.planet@bbc.co.uk, or you can write to Home Planet, BBC Radio 4, PO Box 3096, Brighton, BN1 1PL. Now, let's spend a moment gazing skywards as we hear from Henry Jackson. Henry has a question that's been puzzling him for ages, and hopefully the panel can provide an answer that will put him and his family out of their misery. Henry.
When a rocket burns fuel to go up to space, as it gets closer to the ozone layer, does it cause more damage than when the same amount of fuel is used by cars on the road?
Henry, and how old are you? Can you tell us?
I am 9 years old.
Brilliant. Right, well, let's see what the panel can come up with on this one. Roz, I think probably the place to start is to just remind us about the layers of the atmosphere and just exactly within those layers where the ozone layer sits.
I can tell you're prompting me because I've written down, be brief, be brief. Hello, Henry. It's nice to meet you. It's a great question as well. It would challenge many of the students I teach. Well, we live in the bottom layer in what we call the troposphere. And over the poles, it's about 9 kilometres. Over the equators, it's about, say, 15, 16 kilometres from the surface. And as you climb up the troposphere, it gets colder and colder. And then all of a sudden, you've got a layer where it's roughly the same temperature. We call it isothermal. And above that comes the stratosphere, where I'm sure most of you here know is where the main ozone layer is, the one that blocks out that damaging ultraviolet that would change our DNA and our genetics. So that's where you find most of the ozone.
Now, Philip, let's move on to rockets and rocket fuel. What pollutants might come from rocket fuel, and could it be a problem for the ozone layer?
Well, Henry's question is extremely timely, because up till now it probably hasn't been, but we're about to move into space tourism and commercialisation of space, when actually the number of rockets and the mix of rockets are going to increase enormously. Plus also, Russia and China use various liquid fuels about which we know very little.
Well, just explain then, what is in rocket fuel that might cause damage to the
ozone? The solid fuel used by most, for example, NASA rockets, is ammonium perchlorate, a composite. And what we get from that is chlorine. And it is the chlorine which is the destroyer of the ozone layer.
In the same way that CFCs in aerosols many years ago.
Unfortunately, lots of gases. Yeah, lots of gases. There's chlorofluorocarbons, as you mentioned, nitric oxide, nitrous oxide, hydroxyls, bromines. But the one from the rockets is chlorine. Now, at the moment, Henry, it isn't too much of a problem, not just because of the amount, but also because what happens to the plume. As it hits the strata, it's already spreading laterally. Your question, in a sense, kind of hints at hitting at a point, you know, like point pollution. In fact, it spreads 600 miles in a day, laterally. So it's spreading out. So at the moment, it probably is a very small fraction of the problem that's there. But that isn't to say that in the future, with all the growth I've mentioned, that it actually couldn't become a quite important part of the element.